I'm Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS here with the two Pella Girls State qualifiers, Reagan Snyder and Autumn Blank. Girls, I know you wanted the team up here, but the two of you end up finishing top 15. Reagan, my first time talking to you, what was it like out there, and what does it mean to be able to go to state?
Yeah, it was a tough race. Like, the competition was tough. It was definitely windy, but I felt like, personally, that I give it my all. I know the team, that we did our best to try and qualify.
Well, in Autumn, you know, it's a little different because last year you were able to send the team, but I imagine it has to feel good to be able to have a chance to go up there and have them come up and watch you. What were you seeing on the course today, and how did you feel?
I felt pretty good. It was one of my strongest races, and I felt really strong going into it. Today my mindset was really good, actually, and I felt going in that we would have a good chance, and I needed to do my part and they needed to do their part.
Well, Reagan, this is obviously a unique team dynamic for you. You're the youngster on the team, and yet you're the one who's been finishing front of the pack. What's it been like all season being in that spot, and how did that prepare you for today, knowing you were chasing some really fast girls in front of you?
Yeah, I thought about, like, all the work that, you know, went into it, like, all summer, like, the training and stuff. I watched the girls all last year when I was in middle school. Like, so just, yeah, to finally be part of that team, it's been wonderful. Like, every moment of the season, like, it's just been such, an amazing season. Just an amazing experience. So I'm so thankful for it. So.
Well, Autumn, what's it been like for you? I talked to you about this at the Heartland Classic. To make the strides that you've made and really become a solid number two runner, and how has your confidence improved throughout the season, race to race, knowing that you've had some really solid finishes?
Each race, I just keep setting, like, a different goal for myself, and every time I feel like I'm reaching my goals and getting to where I want, and just I feel the summer training was, like, the best part for my confidence this year, just, like, knowing what I'm capable of.
Well, Reagan, the disappointing part is the team didn't go. It was a really tough field. What was the conversation like with the girls after the race, and how were you guys kind of trying to lift each other up knowing that you wanted the team there?
Yeah, it was really bittersweet. Just because, Autumn and I were really excited to make it, but just, you know, not having the team, the whole team going, it was hard. And, you know, with the whole team going last year, too, like, it was just sad. Like, yeah, I think the girls have all been very supportive of Autumn and I, and we've tried to encourage them, too.
It is tough. And Autumn, these are your classmates, and this is a group that you were really tight with last year, and I know that's got to be somewhat disappointing. But how motivated do you think those girls are now, and what kind of showing do you want to put up there next week to give them a little bit of fire heading into next year, knowing that most of you are back?
I feel like since we've been growing up with each other from these last few years, next year we can use it as a motivation and just, like, push ourselves and just know that the training, we need to train more as a team together than individually and just, like, be a better team.
Well, Reagan, what are your goals knowing that you haven't been to state before as a competitor, and what are the things you're looking forward to most about Fort Dodge?
I don't have any specific goals yet. I'm just thankful to be going and to have Autumn to go with too. I'm really looking forward to Fort Dodge and the experience. I went that year, last year to watch and to actually be in the race this year. I'm pretty excited for that. Yeah, a little nervous, but yeah, just so thankful to have that experience. And as a freshman too, like, that we'll have this hopefully again, you know.
Next few
years. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. It's windy. You ran a great race today. Autumn, your thoughts about knowing the course, and what are you hoping to bring knowing that you've been there before, and what are you going to hope to share with Reagan about some of the, whether it's spots to push yourself or things like that?
I'm just excited to be able to be the one to, like, help Reagan and just be there for her, because last year I had Ashley and Abby that helped me with that. But I'm excited to be able to, like, show Reagan, like, the spots that we can, like, compete at, and just, like, it's a really good experience that I'm really excited for.
Reagan Snyder, Autumn Blink, the two state qualifiers from Pella. Congratulations on amazing races today, and all the best to you at Fort Dodge.
Thank you.